The Security Council met behind closed doors on Friday to consider its response to the failed rocket launch by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Under the Council resolution, North Korea is banned from using ballistic missile technology, and the launching of the rocket is seen as doing just that. Ambassador Susan Rice of the United States is the president of the Security Council during the month of April.
Members of the Security Council deplored this launch, which is in violation of Security Council Resolutions 1718 and 1874. Members of the Security Council agreed to continue consultations on an appropriate response in accordance with its responsibilities given the urgency of the matter.
Speaking to reporters, Ambassador Rice would not be drawn into specifics of how the Council is going to respond to North Korea's failed launch.
I'm not going to characterize the form of the response. This is a subject of early stage discussions among Council members. The United States' view of this is quite clear. We have condemned the launch. We view it as a direct violation of Resolution 1718 and 1874. We think it's important that the Council respond credibly, and we will be working in that direction.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reacted to the failed launch of the satellite during his working visit to Geneva on Friday. Corinne Momal-Venien is UN spokesperson in Geneva.
Despite its failure, the launch of a so-called application satellite by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on 13 April 2012 is deplorable as it defies the firm and unanimous stance of the international community. The launch is in direct violation of Security Council Resolution 1874 and threatens regional stability.
The Secretary General urges North Korean authorities to refrain from taking what he calls further provocative actions that will heighten tension in the region. Corinne Momal-Venien again.
The Secretary General renews his call on the DPRK authorities to work towards building confidence with neighboring countries and improving the life of its people. As the Secretary General of the United Nations, he reaffirms his commitment to working for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and helping the people of the DPRK, in particular by addressing the serious food and nutrition needs of the most vulnerable.
North Korea, which faced a famine that killed hundreds of thousands of people in the 1990s, continues to face food shortages. The country still depends on external help to meet its food needs, and the United States is reported to have already suspended food aid to the Asian country. Derek Imbata, United Nations.